Blog Talk Radio.
Stretching forth.
God bless each and every one of you. I thank God for each and every one of you, particular time pushing, making that sacrifice. I know it's going to be a sacrifice this week, but let me tell each and every one of you that the sacrifice is worth it. And I just bless God for each and every one of you that you are able to come on in and sacrifice with us. And I'm telling you right now, this is what it takes to get ready to receive the different things that is for God. It's not the easy stuff. I'm telling you right now, one thing that I learned in this walk, that to begin to receive and begin to get these different things from God, it takes sacrifice, it takes a walk by God about it. Only the faithful ones that is for real sold out that is going to be able to experience. And I thank God for each and every one of you all over the world, our families and friends that is tuning in, my God, and I know it's going to be more as the week goes on. I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited of this preparation time that God has given us so we can get ready to receive of what he has for us. And I'm telling you, saints of God, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich. And I'm telling you, you can get ready to walk into a season and get ready to walk into a time to where you are not going to experience the sorrow, because God got a blessing thing where you're going to stay, my God, stay blessed. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing, saints of God. It's just a honor to my God Almighty to walk and serve God. It's just an honor when God give you instructions and tell you different things, what you need to do, what you need to do. Amen. It is a honor. And I thank God for each and every one of you. You're going to see something. You're going to see that obedience, my God, to the word of God, how it's going to bring you in to a blessed place. I don't want to take up too much time, and I know that a lot of you don't spend a lot of time with family and friends. Some of you probably have not laid down and took your little sleep yet. But I just thank God and our Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory on this morning, God. Father, we thank you as we enter into the first phase of intercession within you, as you begin to cultivate and as you begin to prep our spirit to get ready to receive what you said for us, God. We thank you, God, that we're going to walk into the obedience of your divine will, God, so we can walk in obedience within you, God, so we can receive the different things that you has for us. We thank you, God, that you've given us the strength and you're cultivating our spirits, God, in this end time, God, to release an end time of an anointing upon our life, an end time of an anointing upon our families, an end time of anointing upon our seeds, an end time of anointing that is going to saturate the different things around us, God. We thank you, God, that we're going to experience, that we're going to get rid of the spirits, God, the power that you have placed inside of us, God. We thank you, God, and we give you, my God, honor for what you are doing. We humbly bow ourselves down before you, God, and accept what you have to do. Yourself, what you have for us in our life, God. And we just say thank you on this morning. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. And not only we pray, God, we make a declaration in the heavens, a declaration that the different things that as you establish in our life, we will not go back. We will not walk backwards, God. But we're going to begin to walk in a place, my God, of increase, a place of prosperity. We shall see victories. We shall see, my God Almighty, battles being won in our life, God. We thank you, God, that the enemy that you're trying to take us out in our own personal life, in our own thought life, in our own thought pattern, God, we thank you that that enemy will be destroyed. We thank you that we will not be held hostage. We will not be held under submission, but under the power of the enemy that is tormenting us in our minds, that is keeping us our thought process, keeping us in a place, God, where we have different perceptions and false perceptions that is not of you, God. Father, we thank you, God, as we enter into the prayer of intercession within you through this 6 days, God. We thank you that the different things in our life, different residue that is in our life, we thank you that it will be destroyed. We thank you that it going to be broken. Different habits, God. We submit, God, to the deliverance and our focus of anointing that you will release upon this earth, God, in the end time season. We thank you, God, that we're going to walk into a place that we will not have to struggle with weakness. We will not have to struggle with the different things that is in our life, that cold and our anointing that you don't place over us, to be contaminated, to be weakened, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, as we enter into intercession with you, God, we make a declaration, God, that you will teach us how to walk deeply into your presence, how to walk into you, God. We ask you, God, to teach us how to worship you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that a turnaround is coming, and a turnaround already happened, and a turnaround is already here. We thank you, God, that you want to teach us how to increase in our prayer life, how to increase into our worship. We thank you, God, that you want to teach us how to put our own emotions, our own flesh, our own things, God, under the suggestion that we can walk into that character and we can walk in self-control within you, God. We thank you, God, that no longer we will have to be mindful to walk into the fruits of the Spirit, that we will be walking into the fruits of you, God. We thank you, God, for everlasting favor that is going to begin to rest upon us like never before. As we enter into different places, Savior, that changes, God, the mindsets of others. Savior, that changes individual into a place of salvation. We thank you, God, that you are releasing a whirlwind upon our life in the name of Jesus. And Father, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, everyone that fell in obedience tonight, I prophesy that you will breathe a fresh wind upon them like never before. So I pray that your Holy Spirit begin to go into a place of a worship that the God, that they will not understand what is taking place within you, God. I command everyone's spirits tonight begin to utter into a place within God. Begin to utter into a place with the Holy Ghost. Begin to submit to the place with God. To get rid of the breeze upon you. Father, we thank you. And we lift our voice up in praise. And we lift our voice up in thanksgiving. Because it has been given in our life. God, I thank you. As we enter into a place, an intercession within you, God, you're going to give us the discipline. You're going to give us the stamina. You're going to give us the will. That any given moment that you call upon us, we shall go into a place of war. We shall go into a place of intercession. We shall go into a place of surveillance. In the name of Jesus, do this for us, God. As we call on Jehovah Jireh, as we call on Yahweh, in the names of Jesus, for our souls say, yes, for us, in the name of Jesus, breathe upon us like never before, God. We will submit. Call our spirit. Begin to absorb different things within you, God. Like a sponge. Never touch water for the first time. We thank you, God, that we will not miss another season. We will not miss another blessing. We will not miss another healing. We thank you, God, that we shall walk in the power and authority within you. We thank you, God, that our souls say yes. We thank you, God, that the authority and our power You're going to cause us to be a believer that you live inside of us. So we say yes this morning. Our souls say yes. And we command the darkness. The darkness shall not control us no more. We command the demonic. The demonic shall not control us no more. We command that our life will be made straight. We command that every crooked path that we're in our life is going to be made straight by the power of the Holy Ghost. We command everything that the enemy has set up for us in 2018, every trap, every plan, every strategy, every trickery. God, we make a sound in the heavens. We blast it right now. In the name of Jesus, we mess up every plan. We mess up every strategy. We mess up every attack. In the name of Jesus, we take authority in our rightful place in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, before we get to the battle is already over. So we have the victory because we are sons and daughters of the Most High King. We say yes. Hallelujah, God. Father, we thank you that in this time, in this season, you called in our spirits to come up in alignment upon the spirits of growth. So we shall not walk in God's handicapness in the spirit, but we shall be mature sons and daughters. Walking into your perfection will, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the corporations and the preparations. What you're doing for us, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. For we say, yes, God, to your will. We say, yes. To your blessed God. We thank you, God, that every sound attack by man and by man folks going in 2018 from that point on, God, because of the reluctance that you don't face over our lives, we thank you, God, that everything that is set up to destroy us, we thank you, God, that it's going to build us, it's going to establish us, the ones that are releasing, that they are sergeants and men and women of God. Yes, for our souls say yes. So our soul says, I beg of my God, Shatori, she can be the rest. Hello, Rossi, and God, we say yes. We say yes. We shall see our manifestation. We declare, we decree it. On tonight, this morning, God, that we shall begin to walk. And see the manifestation of your presence, God. We say yes, manifestation of our healing, manifestation of our finances, manifestation of our prayers, manifestation of salvation, in the name of Jesus. We say, God, we shall see it. We shall not be men and women that standing on the wayside, wording and speaking, and waiting to see. We serve right now, God, and we will receive a right now blessing. We thank you, God, that you've given us the tools and the praise and the know-how to receive you right now, to serve you right now. To get ready to have a right now blessing. We thank you, God, that you're going to begin to give us a right now healing, a right now move in our life. We say yes. Hallelujah. Shout out to the Lord. This week, God, we take control of our minds. Jesus, Holy Ghost. How to take control of our minds. How to become strong, disciplined in the spirit. How to come be strong intercessors. Not at a time that is suitable for us, but at a time where it's discomfort for our flesh. For we can begin to walk into the divine authority. As we begin to cry out before you. For now shall be men and women of God. That we confuse the mind of the enemy. But you don't know which way we come or what time we come. Or what time that we are being released. So on tonight, I welcome each and every one of you in the spirit. Through our first phase of intercession, our first phase of a thrusting to the Holy Ghost. And I pray before I leave this night tonight that the Spirit of the Living God begin to rest upon you. Begin to rest upon you. And I pray that your spirit begin to go into a place of worship like never before, all throughout this week. Deep intercession that your spirit begin to do all throughout this week. Deep worship all throughout this week. Because God is setting you up to get ready to do a release into you all life. I said, thank God for each and every one of you coming on. We'll see you again tonight, this morning, at 7 a.m. 7 a.m., we're going to see you again this morning for our corporate intercession prayer. I pray this week that the Spirit of God will not lift off of you. He will not lift off of you. That the Spirit of the Living God will rest upon you. Choose your words this week. Watch what conversations you entertain. Do not be so quick to get upset. Close your ears to gossip. Close your ears to different things that will affect and pollute the preparation and the cultivation that God is trying to do. That he's going to do within you. Don't allow this week to be in vain and your sacrifice that you've done to be in vain because we don't submit it and yield to the craftiness of the enemy. I still love each and every one of you. I'm going to see you in the morning at 7 a.m. with our very own Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson. Then we'll be back on again. And we're going to definitely go into another place and another realm. My God, we're going to go through seven realms. And our last realm we're going to go through is going to take place Sunday, crossing over into Monday at 12 a.m. And those that have been walking in the spirit with us this week, you're going to experience. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. Good night. And we love you all. See you in the morning at 7 a.m.